This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The minimum wage, you know, right? Government-mandated pay, $7.25 an hour federally, unchanged since 2009, by the way. A lot of states set their own. Related but different and usually higher is something called a living wage. In some parts of the country, if you do business with the local government, the law says that's what you've got to pay, a living wage. From WAMU in Washington, D.C., where the cost of living is pretty high, Sasha Ann Simon says more.
Anika Hobbs owns a small African-inspired fashion and beauty boutique called Nubian Human in Washington, D.C.
And are your designers local? Are they local?
No, so it's a mix.
She's not required to pay the city's living wage of $14.50 an hour because she's not a government contractor, but she pays it anyway.
I pay the living wage, and I want to pay so much more. I want people to work for Nubian Human and say, I can't leave them. They're just so awesome.
D.C.'s living wage dates back to 2006 and has been adjusted twice over the years for inflation. Most cities with living wages work the same way. In D.C., the wage is 50 cents higher than the $14 an hour minimum wage. Jason Anderson has worked at Hobbs' store for a year. He's 44, and today he's working a Saturday shift on what would normally be his day off. He says he needs the money, and he appreciates that his employer is paying a bit more. He says it sends a message.
Okay, well, I feel you're this valuable to the team, and I need you to be able to make it too, the same way that you are invested in my dream and want me to make it.
But as Washington gets more expensive, the father of two says $14.50 an hour isn't really enough to get by. So he works two other jobs.
What we accept as social norms is like working all of these hours and getting this wage and trying to piece money together, check to check, to try to provide. It's ridiculous.
Hobbs knows several of her employees feel this way. She says paying the living wage is a sacrifice for her.
I don't get paid. There'll be spurts of time when it's like, okay, we've got some good money in. You know, the holidays is a really great time, so I'll pay myself around that time. It depends on where the business is that I'll cut a check.
And when D.C.'s minimum wage rises to $15 an hour next summer, it will be greater than the living wage. Ed Lazier heads the D.C. Fiscal Policy Institute think tank.
The minimum wage is a floor. The living wage should be something that is much closer to what it really takes to live on.
In Washington, D.C., that would be just under $18 an hour for a single person and about $30 if they're raising a child. That's according to a nationwide living wage calculator created at MIT. The calculator looks at costs like rent, food, and transportation. Some advocates in Washington say it's time to raise the living wage again. Raj Agarwal is a co-founder of Think Local First DC. He says there are also other ways employers can think about compensating employees.
Are there other things that you're doing as a business, paying health insurance, providing for a 401k, that should be calculated into this concept?
Agarwal's group is trying to determine how many employers already pay the living wage and get more on board.
There are many businesses that we've already identified that are paying a living wage. And that their people don't know that they're doing it.
Anika Hobbs, the owner of the African boutique, doesn't offer health insurance, but she does give employees birthday gifts and discounts at the store. She would like to offer more.
If I'm not able to offer my staff benefits, then are you really employing people?
For her and other small business owners, there's another question. How much more can you pay employees and still survive in an increasingly expensive area? In Washington, D.C., I'm Sasha Ann Simons for Marketplace.